The Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activities Association Board rejects by one vote a set of guidelines for summer workouts and practices intended to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The rejected guidelines laid out a three-phased plan to resume full activities in August, which started with strength and conditioning sessions under safety precautions like temperature checks for most of June. OSSAA board member Jason Sternberger says he wanted a plan more in line with Governor Kevin Stitt's state reopening.
You know, we're already in phase two of his plan where kids are, I mean, everybody saw the Facebook this past weekend, all the baseball diamonds and private gyms were full.
Unrestricted activities can now resume June 1st following current OSSAA policies, including a dead week at the end of June. OSSAA Board President Cecilia Robinson-Woods says summer practices will be students' first time back in a school environment since March and would have been the best opportunity to instill good habits before an uncertain fall.
If we don't teach them the correct habits, phasing back into the fall is going to be very difficult for all of us because the cat's going to be out of the bag. And what we are all spending an enormous amount of time this summer is planning how this fall is going to look.
OSSAA canceled spring sports and the state basketball tournament because of COVID-19. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.